Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Hey, Jenny Light is here.
Hey, you.
Jenny said when she came in this morning, she's like, Friday seems like it was, how long ago? You said ages ago.
8 years ago.
8 years ago.
And you said, that's good. I'm like, what?
That means you had a jam-packed, fun-filled weekend.
Something like that.
And we'll get into all of that. Jenny's here filling in for Morgan this morning. Morgan will be back tomorrow. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you for coming back on a Monday. Q104 plays the hits.
It's so dramatic.
Well, I have to because that song is dramatic.
You're dramatic on a Monday.
The Linkin Park and the piano right there, it's all very dramatic.
It's a vibe.
My voice has to match it.
It's very, wah.
It's the Q Morning Show. Thanks for coming back on a Monday morning. I'm Bill Ryan. Jenny Light is here filling in for Morgan, who enjoyed a sun-filled weekend in Florida with her family, and she'll be back tomorrow. Did you get any? Jenny lives in Stark County area.
Yeah, it's like, Stark County. I like how you say Stark County. It's so far away.
I know that you live in Stark County. I just forget what city. Is it Canal Fulton?
It's Canal Fulton up in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get snow in Canal Fulton over the weekend?
We sure did. And I wasn't real pleased with it.
I'm
tired of it.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction.
Wow. Okay.
If we're going to get snow, isn't this the kind of snow that you want? That's on a Sunday morning, and we got maybe 2 or 3 inches, I think. Mm-hmm. But it was all that fluff snow.
Oh, yeah. It's so pretty, Bill.
And I don't think it messes up the roads too much. And then it all melted away by the middle of the day.
I know, but we had all winter for this. It's the first day of spring, okay? All winter to get snow. And what happens? March 20th, 19th, whatever it is.
No, I see exactly what you're saying, but I'm just saying, you're looking at it the wrong way.
Not like, positive? Is that what you're saying?
No. If we would have just got pounded by snow, and if it would have, jacked up the roads all day, and if there'd still be snow in your lawn this morning, wouldn't you be more depressed then?
I'm not really depressed as long as there's sunshine and blue skies.
Yeah. Today's going to be a gorgeous day for the first day of spring.
I'm not really depressed.
And spring really doesn't get here. It's not officially spring until 5:24 p.m.
I'm glad you know the exact time, 5:24 p.m.
So give it some time. I bet it's going to be gorgeous by 5:24. We have our pick six up on our Instagram right now, which is at the Q Morning Show. We've got some. I stole some pics off of Morgan's Facebook.
I bet you did.
Which I'm sure she wouldn't mind. But it's Morgan enjoying family time down in Florida. I forget. I think she went to Cape Coral,
okay,
which is on the west side of Florida. And then my weekend was jam-packed. So after the show on Friday, I got my corned beef.
I saw that you did.
Yeah, Paula and I, we went to the Flatiron Cafe.
Okay.
And I had thought that they weren't opening until 11. I thought that I read that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They were open all morning. They were open since 7 a.m.
Eggs and eggs.
There was a little bit of a wait for a table, but not too bad. We waited around for about an hour and then got a table. So got my corned beef. You'll see pictures of Drew. We went to one of those trampoline places. I took him to one on Friday night. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show this morning, what specifically happened there. Yeah, it was just, like you said, it feels like Friday was 8 years ago.
It really does. See? I'm not alone.
Got a lot accomplished over the weekend, so you will hear those stories throughout the morning. We've got a Hollywood dirt sheet on the way as well. Jenny got her massage on Friday. We'll talk about that.
It's
the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
I love radio because it plays all my favorite songs and it wakes me up in the morning. Go on
and entertain me. It's the Q Morning Show. The sun, but never in the mirror. It
must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. I'm looking at that Taylor Swift set list from Glendale, Arizona over the weekend. 44 songs.
That's wild. I mean, she puts on a show, I'll tell you.
That's a lot of songs in a concert. 44.
3 hours. Yes, she makes it worth your while.
She kicks it off with Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince. And Antihero was her 39th song.
Wild.
And this is going to, this tour goes until August. That's a lot of songs to sing in a night.
I know. I was just thinking how exhausted she must be. But yeah. I mean,
And she did back-to-back shows in Phoenix. She did Friday and Saturday night.
But think of the energy of 70,000 people. Mm-hmm. And I know when I went to the show, when she was in Cleveland at First Energy a few years ago, she gave everyone a bracelet that lit up. So the entire crowd, you could see, I mean, there were these lights. Just, it was beautiful. Her shows are very well thought out, and they are worth every penny. I mean, she the production she puts in, the outfit changes, everything, the dancers.
Starting to see why so many people wanted tickets for that show.
Isn't that wild?
That's why she crashed Ticketmaster.
See? She's that good.
All right. It's the Q Morning Show. That's Jenny Light filling in for Morgan. I'm Bill Ryan. So after the show on Friday, because Jenny filled in for Morgan on Friday, I went out looking for corned beef on St. Patrick's Day. Jenny went in a completely opposite direction.
Yeah.
And she had a massage scheduled.
Yeah, so there was a massage, but there was also, it was a float tank.
And that was something that you've never done before.
No.
Right?
Very vulnerable experience, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, tell me about the float tank.
Okay, so it's like this pod you get into. It has like 10 inches of water, but 1,000 pounds of salt in it.
Okay.
Okay. So
salt water.
Salt, Epsom salt.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of benefits to this. I'm all about like holistic wellness and all that.
Now, how did you hear about this?
I actually got a gift card from my mother-in-law. So that's how I thought about it.
Hey, you got to try this place. You got to try this weightless massage.
It is. It's bizarre, but it is really, really cool. So you shower before you get in because you have to wash like everything off of yourself.
Okay.
You have to be completely clean and they tell you to get in your birthday suit.
Uh-huh.
So that's a little out of your comfort zone, I guess. I mean, you're alone in a room. Nobody else is in there. You're in this pod.
Okay. So at no point, once you're in the room, nobody else is coming in. So you can go ahead and
get naked
and just be naked and feel safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just, you know, then laying down,
the lid?
You go into this like pod, uh-huh. And you put the lid down and there's blue lights and music and you're just, it was the way I could not get comfortable.
Like the meditation music, like zoom.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very zen. Okay. But it was almost so zen. I am floating, but I was like, this is freaking weird and I cannot relax.
So it was too weird for you.
Well,
like it did not have the intended results because it was just too freaky for you.
It was very much out of my comfort zone. I wouldn't say freaky, but I was very vulnerable. And They said every first float is like, it's very awkward because you don't know what to expect. Well, now I know what to expect. So the second time I do it, I should be able to fully relax. The lights go out, the music turns off, and it's like you're floating in, I would say, in like the womb or something. That's what it's almost like.
What? How would we know, though? How do we know what it's like being in the womb? We don't have any memories of that.
Well, no, but I'm saying it was an experience. I don't know any other way to say it.
But you're going to do it again?
I would do it again because she said a lot of people fall asleep.
I think that's awesome when you fall asleep. I've fallen asleep during a couple of massages before. I love it when that happens.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, if you can just turn your brain off, turning your brain off is hard.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard. It's hard to do. But
okay.
I mean, I would recommend it because it's cool, but you know, it's going to be weird the first time. So just know.
Okay. So is that a specific place that we should tell people? Because yours, it's in Stark County.
It's in Canton, yeah.
Okay.
So it's.
But I'm sure we have places like that in
I'm sure, yeah.
Northeast Ohio, Cuyahoga County.
I don't know what the actual pod is called or anything like that, but the place I went was Mystic Float. So
Mystic Float.
Look into it. I mean,
it's
very beneficial for all of. There's so many benefits to this. It's just. If you can get out of your head.
All right. Look forward to hearing about your second trip then to the water pod.
Okay. There'll be no video though. No video.
Well, of course not.
Okay.
It's the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Let them know, baby. Let them know.
The Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Bill Ryan and Jenny Light filling in for Morgan. Morgan's going to be back tomorrow. Looking at my day today, I got to go to Costco today.
Yeah, you do. I'm
supposed to go over the weekend. But
I thought
today would be less busy if I went today.
You have to plan accordingly. I would not go on the weekends either.
And I'm thinking about making a Walmart stop today.
Oh, now you're really getting out of it. You're being crazy, Bill.
Because today, I believe, we talked about this last week, today is the first day that Walmart, they're supposed to be offering Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream.
I heard about this. Are you getting this?
I'm going to get it because I think that we should try it on the show tomorrow.
I'm so upset I won't be here.
When Morgan,
so
yeah.
Sad.
When Morgan comes back, I'll have a dish of Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream waiting for her.
And don't tell her that it's Hidden Valley Ranch.
Oh, she already knows.
Darn.
Yeah, we already talked about it. So, yeah, I've got a busy shopping day after the show today.
Go get it.
Coming up, we have a trending report. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. It's Bill Ryan and Jenny Light, who's filling in for Morgan. Morgan's going to be back from Florida tomorrow.
Yes.
Battle of the Burbs this morning coming up at 7:40. We do have Hot Summer Night tickets.
Yes.
Shaggy and TLC. And who else is going to be there? En Vogue.
Yeah. Sean Kingston.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll have that for you at 7:40 this morning. So here's what my son Will texted me on Friday night. He's 11 years old. He's
okay.
In sixth grade. And he's got one of those Apple Sync watches.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't have a phone, but he's got the watch.
Okay.
So he can text me from that. And he went to the Cavs game on Friday night, because he has a bigger social life than I do.
I'm
so
sure he does.
He's got friends inviting him places, and he went to the Cavs game. And my wife was working, and it was just me and Drew, my youngest son, and I was entertaining him. So he likes to text me during the game. He's like, "Are you watching this?" And I'm like, "No, I'm out with Drew." I wasn't watching any basketball on Friday night. I was out trying to have fun with Drew. And I guess on Friday night, there was a big upset. It was Purdue. So Purdue lost on Friday night. Here's some audio of that, by the way.
The lob, and that will do it. FDU, believe it! For just the second time ever, a 16 beats a 1.
That's a pretty big deal, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
That is.
So at 9:09 p.m., I get a text from Will that says, Purdue GD lost. Had them going to my Final Four. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, what?
But
he spelled it out.
I was going to say.
He didn't type GD.
He was mad.
He spelled it out for me. Purdue GD lost.
Well, I guess you're teaching him the right ways to do that, to cuss.
Well,
is that a good thing?
I'm teaching him that?
I assume.
So I texted back to him. I said, dude, you can't use words like that. Even when you're texting.
Called out.
You can't say it, and you certainly can't text it either.
Called out.
And he just texts me back, and he's like, sorry.
Whoops.
But it's March Madness. He's losing his mind on his bracket.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't do a bracket.
Really?
Because I don't understand. I don't care.
Because you might use the Lord's name in vain?
The Lord's name, yeah. I don't want to be that upset about it.
Hashtag Purdue GD lost. So that's up. If you want to see that text, it's up on my Instagram at Bill Ryan CLE. And we've got our pick six up on at the Q Morning Show Instagram, at the Q Morning Show. See some pictures of Morgan in Florida and other stuff that we've got going on over the weekend. Am I the bleep hole? We've got to get to that.
Yes.
I know it's going to be Lana in Beachwood. So this just happened to her over the weekend on Saturday night. I think this is something that is debated all the time for anybody that flies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you are going to feel one way or another about this. Am I the bleep hole is coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
You've got it on Q104 this morning. It's the Q Morning Show. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Bill Ryan. Jenny Light is here filling in for Morgan this morning.
Hello.
Morgan is still in Florida, flying back today. She's going to be back tomorrow. But this morning we're doing Am I the Bleep Hole? So this is something that we usually do on Mondays. Here's what happens. So basically you do something or you say something and in your mind, everything's fine, but then you hear back from somebody that like, hey, I didn't really like what you said there. I didn't like what you did there. And then now you're thinking, am I the bleep
hole? Am I? It's awareness, self-awareness.
So the potential bleep hole today is Lana in Beachwood. Lana, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Lana.
Go ahead and tell us why you think you might be the bleep hole.
Okay, this is a really touchy subject. I don't know. I just want to know if I'm really the bleep hole for getting out of my seat first after the flight lands so that I can get off the plane first.
Oh, the eternal debate.
Hmm.
Yeah. And people get crazy, like insane, especially now that people can fly again after COVID and everything.
Uh-huh.
They get insane. But okay, so people get like...
What happened to you?
Okay. So this just happened to me Saturday night. I just flew home from a business trip by myself. Landed in Chicago, needed to connect to come back to Cleveland. So I'm sitting in the back of the plane, away from the toilet, of course, but towards the back. And when we landed, literally no one on the plane got up to, get off. And I'm in the back. I'm in an aisle seat. I don't have a carry-on, just my backpack. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to take the opportunity, walk up to the front of the plane as soon as we land, right?
Right.
And no big deal.
How did that work out for you?
Not so great. People are like muttering things under their breath. They're like, oh, some guy was like, oh, have the rules changed or something? Like all like snooty, tooty, whatever from the tip of his nose. But I had my headphones in, so I pretended not to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
So then someone yelled out, like, why don't you go to the back and wait like all the rest of us?
Wow.
And I just stood there. I'm like, I can't hear you.
Right? La, 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 la.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like standing there waiting to exit. And the truth is, guys, I was going to like jump in and like defend myself because I started getting kind of like tiny little blow dart needles being tossed at me from all over the plane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was going to be like, all right, look. We're late. I have to catch a connecting flight. You guys aren't getting up out of your seats. Like, what's the problem? I don't understand.
Yeah, you don't owe them an explanation. I don't think so, but who am I? Who am I?
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, who am I? Am I really the bleep hole here? Because, like, do you really care if I get off the plane before you? But that's the thing. Like, people act like they don't care. And then when you do it, they give you these stares, like death stare. Like, what? What am I doing wrong here? I mean, we're all going to get off the plane eventually, but if you want to get off, get out of your seat and get off.
Right.
If not, then shut the heck up.
They're just mad that they didn't think of it first, right?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. And I don't want to be more of a bleep hole, but it doesn't hurt that I'm cute too. Like, I'm really tiny.
So, okay.
Like, they look at me and they think that I think I'm bigger than I really am, which I guess, I don't know. I do have a big personality, so.
Let's start here. Jenny, do you honestly think that Lana didn't do anything wrong?
I mean, she was trying to catch her connecting flight. I don't think, as long as you didn't, like, knock anyone over, push into anyone, if nobody was in the aisle, I personally don't think it's anything.
Yeah, it's not the roller derby.
Right. And it's every man for themselves, or every woman for themselves.
I 100% disagree.
Of course you do. I knew it.
So,
see?
Such a man.
Yeah, right?
Let's get into this. 216-474-0104. Lana was that person.
Ladies first.
The plane landed. Yeah. She was sitting in the back. She got out of her seat, went all the way to the front. I think she broke. The rules are unwritten, but I still think she broke them.
Bill thinks you're a bleep hole, Lana.
Thanks, Bill. Broken, baby.
Let's take your calls next. 216-474-0104.
Late night talking.
Harry Styles, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104. Am I the bleep hole? We're doing that right now. We just spoke with Lana in Beachwood, who was on a flight on Saturday night. She was on a connecting flight, so she landed in Chicago. She's trying to get to Cleveland, and she says she was running a little bit late.
Right.
And when the plane landed in Chicago, she jumped up, grabbed her stuff. She didn't have anything in the, the
overhead
compartments.
Right.
So she just had her backpack, and she just hustled her way to the front of the plane, to the chagrin of
everyone.
A lot of people. She said she got nasty looks and some comments under the breath.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a debate that I feel like if I've had it once, I've had it 1,000 times. Let's see what Cassandra in Elyria has to say first, and then we can discuss more in depth. Cassandra, good morning. Where is Cassandra?
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Cassandra, what do you think about Lana? Is she the bleep hole here for what she did on Saturday night?
Actually, that wasn't like the best, just because, you know, it is a pretty unspoken rule where if you're at the back, you should probably wait your turn because people have to get their bags and stuff, and you running down the aisle really disrupts that.
Yeah, so so Cassandra says that she's the bleep hole. Jenny, you seem to disagree.
I'm the only one, it looks like, that disagrees because all these texts coming in, she's the bleep hole. Huge bleep hole. I can't stand when people do that. I always think, I hope they trip and fall getting off the plane.
Trip and fall.
Like, what?
Oh, that's aggressive.
Yeah, that is aggressive. See, Lana was saying that no one else was getting up because it was a connecting flight.
Right.
She had to get up. So that's why I have Lana's back. And that's just how I feel. So
I have maintained for the longest time.
Yeah.
That once the plane lands, nobody should get up. Because you see a lot of people getting up and then they start getting their bag out of the overhead compartment and then they're standing in the middle of the aisle.
Right.
Maybe they're not forcing their way to the front of the plane, but they are standing in the middle of the aisle.
Right.
I've always said, why doesn't everyone just sit until it's your aisle's turn to get up? And then you get out of your chair, stand up, grab your carry-on, and then make your way civilly to the front of the plane at that point. But I have people argue with me saying, no, because that would take too long.
Well, it's the Wild West. It's every person for themselves, I feel like.
They said if you're waiting for every individual person to stand up, then it's going to take too long for them to get their carry-on suitcase out of the compartment and put it down. That's the debate that I usually have with that.
You know what? It just appears that nobody feels like I do. Everyone says it's a bleep hole move.
But so. I still say, look, man, you're not going anywhere. Just sit until it's your turn. But then get up.
Stretch your legs. You know, I have a hard time sitting still, so I could see just standing up and just stretching. Yes!
Did you have restless leg syndrome or something like that?
I have a really hard time sitting still.
Is that right?
I would rather be a bleep hole than miss my flight. Thank you so much, coming out of the 440.
Oh, okay. So finally someone defends Lana last second. The buzzer beater on bleep hole. They don't want to miss their flight. Anything else? It's 216-474-0104.
Selling a little
or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. We're going into bleep hole overtime right now.
We sure are.
Because we did find someone to defend Lana. Lana in Beachwood, she tried to get off the plane faster than anybody else on Saturday night. Grabbed her backpack. She was sitting in the back. She made it all the way to the front. And some people weren't happy with her. So she was asking, am I the bleep hole? And Tammy in Brunswick, you're saying that you don't think Lana's the bleep hole here.
No, I don't.
Give me all the reasons why, because I do like to keep an open mind.
Right.
Okay, so I think under normal circumstances, you need to wait your turn. But if you're trying to connect to another flight and you're running late and you're in a hurry, you need to get up and get off that plane. I work in a profession where I deal with a lot of claustrophobic people, and maybe this person is really claustrophobic and in a hurry to get off the plane because they're having an anxiety attack.
Yes.
Or, and I think this might be Jenny's favorite, what if the person just really has to poop?
She gotta go to the bathroom.
She gotta go. She doesn't want to do it on the plane.
I mean, okay. There's also another response that says, who cares? There are bigger things to be upset about. So there's another
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Because life is short. Just mind your own business.
Well, there's always that person.
Mind your own business, Bill.
There's always that. There's always that person that says there's more important things. But
well, there always is.
What would we talk about then
You're
in the
right.
morning? This is the stuff that we have to talk
That's
about.
That's it.
Okay, Tammy. So
I'm going to say,
all right, I hear your reasons why. And I'm going to add an addendum then to the unwritten rule.
Okay.
That if you have to poop, you have to announce it when you're getting off the plane.
I really got to go.
You have
Deal.
To announce to everyone. I really have to poop.
I would.
And that is the only acceptable way that you can get off the plane faster than me.
I would. I mean, who cares if you're lying?
Perfect.
Sound good? All right. Tammy, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Let's do a Hollywood Dirt Sheet next, Jenny. What are you working on?
I'm working on Blac Chyna getting cosmetic surgery removed.
Okay.
The opposite.
We'll get into it
That's
next.
That's it.
After Louis Capaldi.
Days aching, nights are long.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on Q104.
Jenny Light is here filling in for Morgan. Morgan's going to be back tomorrow. She has written 4 questions.
Yes, I have.
That you need to answer correctly in order to win Battle of the Burbs. So we're going to start in Akron today. Dina in the carpool.
Good morning.
What's Hi. Going on? When is spring break for you guys? Just so we know.
3 weeks. Yeah.
In 3 weeks?
But who's counting?
Yeah,
right?
Because we're gonna miss you that week on spring break because our ratings will go down because you guys won't be listening on the no carpool that week. But we've got you this morning. Are you ready to play Battle of the Burbs?
Yes.
All right, Jenny, go ahead.
All right, perfect. Question number 1. Happy birthday to Big Bird. What show is Big Bird from? Yes, the kiddos knew that one. All right, question number 2. Taylor Swift kicked off her Eras tour over the weekend. Name a song on Tay Tay's 44 song set list. Come on now.
Oh, Lavender Haze.
Yes, good job. All right, question number 3. Cleveland is generous when it comes to being named as the number 1 city for this.
Ooh.
Cleveland.
What is it?
I didn't hear an answer.
I didn't either.
Yeah, got it.
You got it, yeah.
All right. Sorry, guys. Thank you, though.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
All right, who is next? I think it's we're going to Westlake now. It's Brittany. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Brittany. How you doing?
Thanks for having us along. Go ahead with your questions, Morgan. Jenny.
It's all good. All
whoever
right.
you are.
Question number 1. Happy birthday to Big Bird. What show is Big Bird from?
Sesame Street.
All right. Question number 2. Taylor Swift kicked off her Eras tour over the weekend. Name a song on Tay Tay's 44 song set list.
Lavender Haze.
Great job. Question number 3. Cleveland is generous. Generous when it comes to being named as the number 1 city for this.
Sports fans?
I have no idea what she said, but it's not that.
I need to get my hearing checked.
No,
I didn't hear the answer.
I don't know what she's horse something.
Yeah, but it wasn't the answer.
It definitely
I know
wasn't.
That for sure.
Yeah.
All right. We'll try again. This time going to Vermilion. It's Caitlin. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
Good luck to you. Here come your 4 questions.
No pressure, Caitlin. Question number 1. Happy birthday to Big Bird. What show is Big Bird from?
Sesame Street.
Good job. Question 2. Taylor Swift kicked off her Eras tour over the weekend. Name a song on Tay Tay's 44 song set list.
Maroon.
All right. Good job. Question 3. Cleveland is very generous when it comes to being named as the number 1 city for this.
Tipping.
Oh,
yes.
Did you guess that?
No, I Googled it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We talked about that. That's a
good thing.
That was a tough question. We talked about it on the show last week, I think.
But it's a good thing to be number 1 for.
Oh, for sure.
Generosity. All right. Question number 4 for the win. Dairy Queen is offering free cones at participating locations because it is the first day of what?
Spring.
Oh,
yeah!
Yes. You got it.
Woo! Yay!
Caitlin going to the Hot Summer Nights Tour. Shaggy, TLC, special guests En Vogue and Sean Kingston, June 21st, Blossom Music Center. This is a Live Nation show. It's all part of the Minutemen concert series. You just got to tell us, Caitlin, the station sending you.
Q104.
Yes.
It's going to be May.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show this morning. You've got Bill Ryan and Jenny Light. Thank you so much for being here. I want to tell you about what happened to me on Friday night because my oldest son, he went to the Cavs game on Friday. Paula was working. Paula, my wife, she was working. So it was just me and Drew.
Right.
And Drew is in second grade. He's 8 years old. And I think it's important for me to spend one-on-one time with him.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think I spend the majority of my time with Will. Because mm-hmm. just because he has so many different events, it feels like I'm always spending one-on-one time with him.
Right.
So whenever I get the opportunity to go with Drew, I'll take advantage of it. And that was Friday night. And so we went to one of those, I don't want to say which one, it was a trampoline place.
Okay.
Like a place where you can jump around on trampolines, and they've got like ball pits. And,
yes.
Yeah, so exactly you know what I'm talking what about saying, when yeah. I say that. Okay. So that's where we went on Friday night. I've never been there before. It's the first time that we were there, and we're walking out. So this is like right around, I don't know, 8:30 at night. And I asked Drew, I said, did you have fun at the trampoline place? And he said, yeah. He said, right up until the end. And I'm like, well, what happened at the end? And so he was in this, it was like a dodgeball thing.
Okay.
So it was trampolines on both sides, but there was this dividing line in the middle and all these balls in there. And so the kids would pair up. You've got some kids on one side, some kids on the other side, and they would play dodgeball and throw balls at each other. And I said, well, what was wrong with the dodgeball? And he's like, it was all right, except for all the swearing.
Why isn't that surprising? That's not surprising.
Because there's older kids in there.
Of course.
There were like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids in there.
I would love to hear it.
And then I said, well, that's older kids. I said, you know, they tend to use bad words sometimes, but you don't have to do that.
Right. He was offended.
He was really offended.
I'm so curious, like, what exactly was said.
And I can't repeat any
of
that.
Of course,
I
don't think the context.
I don't think he would have wanted to repeat any of that to me. But he's like, I can't believe there was all that swearing on St. Patrick's Day of all days.
Oh my gosh, the holy day of the St. Patrick.
And that made me laugh because I was like, what, does he think St. Patrick's Day like a high holy day or something like that?
Maybe. And
he continued on and on. Like, we're walking to the car. We're in the car. He's still talking about the swearing.
Aww.
He's like, you know, are we playing dodgeball or is it WWE Sunday night in here? Like,
hey, you're raising them right, Bill Ryan. You are. That's good.
And then I have the juxtaposition of my oldest son texting me, literally texting me swear
words. Yeah. So it all balances out, right?
On Friday night. So where did I go wrong?
It all balances out. Just wait till he gets to middle school. It'll all be out the window.
Right. Then those words are...
Oh, yeah. They're just... Even if they're used correctly, it's just like, dude,
why don't we just say that? Why don't we just normalize bad words? Let's just normalize them all. Let's go back to a place. Let's just normalize them all. And then there are no bad words.
There you go.
They're just words.
Yep. They are just words, whether they heard or not. Right. Let's
take the importance away from them. Okay. I do want to get into something that you were talking about in Hollywood Dirt.
Okay.
About sharing custody with a dog.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to get into if you were in a relationship and it ended, but you had to somehow split custody with an animal. We're going to get into that coming up.
Waking up. Getting you up and going. Waking up. With hit after hit. Rise and shine. After hit. Waking up every day.
Real life. Real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
I know Victoria's Secret. She was never made for me.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Great to have you here. It's Bill Ryan and Jenny Light, who's filling in for Morgan. That story that you have in Hollywood Dirt this morning, Jenny, about it's the ABC good, anchor.
Right. The Amy, Good Morning America. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amy Rombaugh.
Yes.
And her now ex-husband, Andrew Hsu.
Right.
From Melrose Place. Everything is final now. They are divorced. And there was a lot of things that they had to agree on. But one thing that they've come to an agreement on is custody of their dog.
Right.
Which I think is more and more common these days, you know, especially because your dog is a part of your family.
For sure.
You know, and I was thinking about this, you know, in my situation, let's say Paula and I were getting a divorce.
Right.
I think Paula would have no problem sharing custody of the kids.
Right.
There might be days where she would give me full custody of the kids.
I'm sure.
But I think the dog would be a problem.
Like, so who would want the dog?
She would want the dog.
I don't think
that she would share the dog with me. I don't think she would share custody with the dog.
I don't know
I really
why.
Don't.
I thought Myrtle was your dog. I don't know why I thought that.
She kind of is my dog.
Yeah.
Paula jokingly calls her my dog. because she says that I'm the one that wanted her.
Right.
And we both did. But Paula's the one that, like, loves on her the most.
Of course.
Like, and Myrtle loves Paula the most. She'll jump up next to Paula. You know, I don't know why. Maybe because Paula's the one that feeds her the most. Who knows what it is? But I just wanted to know. 216-474-0104. Is anybody doing shared custody
of a dog?
With a dog or any animal?
Yeah.
Like, and how does that work? Is it just like, is it like every other weekend?
Yeah.
Do you have to meet at a neutral site?
Yeah.
Like at a PetSmart or something like that?
And bizarre.
And you're overcompensating and you let the dog walk through the store and you buy the dog a bone. Like you have to, you take the dog to the dog park.
Right. Yeah, you don't know.
Just because you feel guilty that that the parents couldn't work it out. And so, yeah, I don't know how it works. But I would love to know if you're doing this right now or if you have done this, if you've shared custody with an animal. 216-474-0104. We'll talk to you after Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift on Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. The Eras Tour is officially underway. It was in Phoenix, Arizona over the weekend. I don't know where it's going next. But coming to a city near you, Taylor Swift. And I say that because she's not coming anywhere.
Right. Not near us. Sorry, not here.
Well, close enough,
well,
I guess.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Cincinnati, Detroit, but not Cleveland.
Right.
Anyway, we're talking about this morning about what it's like to share custody with, and it's something I've never considered before, but sharing custody with a dog.
Right.
And I was just thinking about this because it's in some celebrity couples doing it in Hollywood Dirt. And it makes a ton of sense to me. I've just never really thought about it. And I'm thinking, if Paula and I ever got divorced, I would think that would be the most contentious thing.
Really?
Is sharing Myrtle.
The dog.
I don't think Paula would share Myrtle with me. Kathy's in Amherst this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Morning. How are you?
Good. So this is something that you've done? You've shared custody with a dog?
Absolutely.
I say so, when I'm not saying incorrectly. Shared custody with the dog is
with
you're
the
sharing
dog, yeah.
You're sharing custody of a dog. Is what I mean to say.
Yes, we did. And when we got divorced, I was hesitant because I wasn't sure how it would work out if I would see my dog again.
Oh.
And well, you just never know. But the divorce was so amicable. Mm-hmm. That we put her in the paperwork that I would take full financial responsibility and the dog would live with me and he could have her whenever he wanted.
Oh, that's nice.
And how
he actually did.
And that worked out well for you.
It did. In fact, he would end up, I got another puppy and he would take both dogs and babysit them if I went away for the weekend.
Oh, and because he enjoyed the puppy as well.
He did.
That's
and he didn't
good.
Have any responsibility towards that dog at all. He didn't have to. And it was a giant breed dog, so he would have a house full of dogs and have no problem at all.
Well, that's nice. So you guys got along over the dog.
Probably a smart move to put it in the
For sure.
In the divorce papers. Like, actually put it in writing.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Because you just never know.
Exactly.
Right. You don't know if you could say, like, a gentleman's agreement. That, oh, yeah, you can see the dog anytime, but then later use it, like, for spite or something. Like, say, well, Myrtle's not coming over this weekend.
I want the dog this weekend. No.
Yeah, I could see it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, the fighting is real. It's for real.
Hollywood Dirt Sheet. We'll get to that next. Jenny, what do you got coming up?
Yeah, Giselle is in Costa Rica, and there's also rumors her and Tom Brady are getting back together.
Nuh-uh.
I can't keep up with this. It's too much for me.
All right, we'll get to that next. Lady Gaga, now. You've got it on Q104.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.